You're listening to The Eastas with Cameron and Whitney.
Welcome to episode 4 of The Eastas. As you all know, I am Cameron.
And I'm Whitney.
And this week, you know, we're just gonna kick it right off. Whitney, how was your week this week?
My week? Short but sweet. This weekend, I decided to go to a girls' night with some of the girls from work, and
which
that was super exciting.
I was not invited to BT Dubs.
No broies is allowed.
Just
I'm kidding.
Saying.
You probably would have been allowed, but we girls, literally, we just sat and talked for hours. When I mean hours, I mean fucking hours. So long, we just sat there and talked and ranted, and it was wonderful because you leave and you feel just suddenly relieved. Like, my blood pressure went down so much from that one girls' night, just being able to vent so much.
I mean, from what I've heard from multiple people, all you guys did was get together and talk shit about people, like people that weren't there.
Nah, not exactly talking shit, just like, we're able to like vent. Just vent about everything, and then we can let it go. So it's like, you know how you normally just call your best friend and just be like, dude, this happened to me today. Well, all of us did it all at once, and it was so nice.
I don't know. I'm just
it's kind of educational. You're like, wow, I never knew that.
I guess I'm just jealous or upset because I didn't get invited.
Probably. I did make a wonderful appetizer, too.
See? I want delicious appetizers.
Barbecue bacon chicken roll-ups. They're like little, you cube up chicken, and you wrap it in bacon, you toothpick it, and then you put it in like a dry seasoning. It's like brown sugar, chili powder, and a little bit of cumin.
See, the only roll-ups I get are the fruit kind. So, I don't even get those anymore.
No, they're just little appetizers. They take a little bit to prepare, but it's 15 minutes in the oven. And they're amazing. I'll make you some.
Please.
Next
please
time.
Do.
Next week. Next week, we'll have some.
Yeah. No, I guess episode 3. Like, usually we eat something before we do this.
That's true.
Today was just like, I just got off work like an hour ago.
Yeah.
I'm just so beat and tired.
And I just ran in 82 degree weather, 3 miles, and then went tanning afterward to torture myself.
Right, I swear.
Ugh.
See, you're so concerned with the way you look. I could care less. Like, my personality will carry me way past anything I need to do. Like, I don't need to look
I have good. A great personality. I just, I'm a woman, so I really feel that we just care more about what we look like. That's just how we are inside.
Okay, well, that's not true, because society as a whole is just a bunch of friggin'...
3/4 of all women wear makeup. Why?
Because...
Image, exactly.
Well,
it's just how it is. It's just how we are.
Society
it's like bred
stupid.
Into us. Society is stupid, because you, like a 3-year-old little girl, you're like, here, take care of your baby, and you give them a baby doll. Society is stupid. You should never do that to a child, and we do it every day.
And freaking 14-year-olds are going around asking for 27-year-old dudes' numbers. Just, it's not right.
Did
anymore.
She come back in today?
No, and if she did, I didn't notice. I don't remember what she looked like.
Sure.
I receded that memory into, like, the back of my little file cabinet.
She has a visual image sketched into the back of her brain of you.
I'm sure she does.
With your shirt off and flexing.
Of course, I could say that about a lot of people. Just saying. I mean, whatever. The past week for me, it's been, you know, just working. And then, I don't know, just,
Then your pants ripped. That was wonderful.
Oh, God, yeah, right. Well, that's because, I don't know, that was stupid. Thank God that...
Was she able to sew them?
Yeah.
Cool.
So, thank God I live with a woman that can sew, because I can't sew.
I mean, I can sew.
Well, I don't live with you, so that does not matter at all. And... I don't think going to Denny's and sewing pants is very...
I wouldn't do it at Denny's, but I was just like...
No, you were totally going to sew my pants in Denny's.
I would have if you wanted me to.
Exactly.
Yes,
that's
totally
weird. That's totally weird. But no, I just, you know, work has been stressful, and I know that it sounds stupid for me to bitch about working at a place like Shinebucks, because it's just... I mean, sure, it's fast-paced.
And it's a good job to have.
But, I mean, at the same time, like, sometimes... People you work with just make it hard.
Yeah, every workplace, though, has its drama, you know?
I mean, I've realized the longer it's been since I've been out of high school, like, it's been, like, 5 or 6 years now that I've been out of
right?
high school.
Right? Isn't that weird?
And I realized that you never truly get out of high school.
The mentality stays. No matter how old you are. That's how people keep it alive. They say, oh, I'm never going to miss high school. Screw high school. 2 years later, they're like, I miss high school so much, I'm going to create it at my workplace.
Yeah, and no, I swear to God, there's like 60-year-old bitches wearing cheer pants. Like, I'm like, are you serious right now?
Wearing your very sexy Victoria's Secret velvet sweatpants into Shinebucks.
Oh, God. Jumpsuit, like, coat and everything. Hey, you're getting better at that.
Little Asian velveties.
I'm proud of you.
Running around. Thank you. Worked on my uvula tongue rolling thing going on.
Anyway, no, the irritation kind of leads into my customer connection this week, which is, yeah, I know, I'll skip that, whatever. Stop pointing at notes. I don't care. We're doing it live! No, but, freaking, so I'm on register today, right? Mm-hmm. And we were pretty steady, like we'd have gaps where there'd be no one coming in, but then we'd get like a super long line out of nowhere. Because a bunch of Marines came home today.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So there's a big homecoming today. Yeah, so there were a lot of people, you know, from all over the country converging on our base to welcome their loved ones back home, which is really nice and it's really
beautiful. I'm so glad I didn't work today because of that.
Well, no, it wasn't that bad.
Just because
it
was so busy.
Just people were usually in a better mood than usual.
Yeah.
Because
they were excited.
Yeah. But, so it's one of the points during the day where it is super busy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is the time where it's about an hour, 2 hours, before the boys are actually going to get on the bus through the gate. So they're actually going to, you know, make their way on to base. And so we're swamped because people want the shine bucks before they welcome back their loved ones.
And then they want to get their little Marines the shine bucks.
Yeah, and so
welcome back from hell, here's a Frappuccino.
These two ladies walk up, and they're together, but they wanted to pay separate. And I'm like, that's fine, that's great, I can do that. Well, you know, one has kids, she orders, everything's fine. Then her friend comes up, super difficult, first of all. Because, I mean, it's just one of those things where, like, she'll say something, and, like, you don't understand why she says it, because...
Example.
Because she said she wanted a, what was it? One of them, she said she wanted a hot chocolate without any mocha. And I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, I want a hot chocolate, but I don't want any caffeine in it. So I'm like, oh, you
the
want...
The mocha is the chocolate,
yeah,
not
you,
the coffee.
Yeah, you just want a hot chocolate. You don't want...
A mocha,
or whatever. She's like, no, I don't want hot. I want a hot chocolate, but I don't want any kind of mocha syrup in it. And I'm like, okay, I don't think you understand. I was like, mocha means chocolate. And then she looks at me. She's like, mocha means coffee. And I'm like, oh my God, why me? Why me all the time? Why me? And so
I would just be like, espresso means coffee.
Yeah, so I just wrote the cup, and I was like, okay, boom,
you got your hot chocolate
with no mocha. You got it, whatever. It was just a hot chocolate. Yeah. I was past caring at that point.
Dumb people. Customers that think they're baristas, just cut your shit. Anyway.
Yeah, seriously. And then she orders another drink, and it's fine. And so I ring her up, and her friend whispers something in her ear. And she looks at a friend, and she's like, you're crazy, you're stupid. And I was like, okay, whatever, I'm just going to stay out of it. Wait for them to move on to the next customer. Then she looks at me, and she's like, tell her I just got 2 stars for that. And I was like, fuck, no, I'm not a liar, I can't lie to her. So I'm like, actually, it's per swipe.
Per transaction, yeah.
Granted this, by the time she got up to my register... We had a line to the door.
Yeah.
And more people were getting in this line.
Mm-hmm.
The shift manager had just gone lunch, so she was nowhere to be found.
Awesome.
And so this lady was like, I'm not moving until I get my 2 stars. You need to do what you need to do and just give me my 2 stars. And she had like 3 cents left on her card after everything. And I was like, man, I was like, I have no idea what to do.
So you had to void out the whole transaction.
Yeah, and I can't do that because I don't have those privileges. Thank God Amy had just got to work. Because Shelby was gone, and Amy had just got there. So I, the only person on register at the time, had to leave my register to go in the back and get Amy. And this chick, the whole time, was just friggin' yelling and crap about, my customer service, what is it, blah, blah. I was like... Just because you don't know how the freaking star system works, don't take it out on everybody else.
No kidding.
And then freaking everyone behind her started getting irritated. And, like,
and then they're just pissed by the time they get to the register. They're the best customers in the world. Just note that if things are moving a little slow at the register, don't always assume it's the barista. Don't assume it's your friendly little customer service workers.
Because, I mean, the person that were the next few people in line saw what was happening.
And they're like, oh.
And they were like, whoa, we're sorry, bro. We're going to keep this short and simple. But then people after that were just, you know, pissy or whatever.
Because they had to wait. They were at the very back, like, looking at the front, like, where's the tip of the mountain?
Yeah, and then, of course, you know, freaking Amy comes up and is guardian angel yet again.
Aww.
And all the lady loves her because she fixed her problem, but me, the stupid bearded guy, I shouldn't even be working here. And it just irritates me.
I know, and people constantly think that by baristas not being able to do stuff by themselves, like requiring a manager code to get rid of something on their screen, that they're too stupid to figure it out or they're incapable. That's not the point. No, baristas can do everything. They know how to do it. They know the steps to figure it out. But the thing is they can't do it without a shift code sometimes. You need the codes from the supervisor.
And it's basically just a corporate
People look at you guys like, why can't you deal with it? Why can't you figure out the problem? And it's like, you can. If you had the code, you could do it.
It's combating theft and stupid people. Like, stupid people have come before us that have messed up all these things about everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then this whole new beard thing is driving me insane.
Yeah.
I swear to God, because the frickin' Navy doctor guy will come into Starbucks and harass us.
And just stare.
Like, 6 times a day.
That's
I
bad.
Swear to you. Like, just my shift yesterday, he came in 3 times. Did he order anything? No. He stood in a corner, watched me, took notes, left, came back. Oh, shit, it's been 15 minutes. He still has a fucking beard. Oh, God, like, seriously, like, give me a beard net, bro. Give me a beard net.
If he just walked in and handed you one, it'd be like,
it would be totally different. Totally different.
You just go get a do-rag and modify it. Like, what do you do?
Right. You know, we're gonna
talk about... I don't even know where to buy a
beard. I'm
gonna
talk about this right now, because I'm just in the mood now. Because all this is gonna make me happy. Later, the latter part of the show is happy time. Right now, it's like, cam-bam, bitch time. Is what it is. And this whole, like, there's so much drama at work, and I don't mean to offend anybody, because I know a lot of you guys listen to this podcast, and I'm not going to name any names, so you can assume whatever you want. I'm talking about Krista, first of all. No, but you can assume whatever you want, I don't care, you know? But there are just certain people that work with us that just, they live off of drama.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of ridiculous, and I think, and like I said, I don't want to offend anybody, but working with a bunch of women is just, it is so hard to do sometimes.
Living, like, in a material world, man.
It is
You're
so
outnumbered.
Hard to do sometimes.
You're outnumbered.
Like, there are two things that, like, I'm a really easygoing guy. I try to
be. You're also kind of sensitive.
Well, I try to be, like, as nice to people as I can
mm-hmm.
in a given moment. But there are two things that just piss me off more than anything else in the entire world. The number one thing you can do to piss me off is to lie to me.
Yeah.
Now, I might not always know that you lie to me, because that's what a lie is. It's something that I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's a lie, I feel like, is something that someone's not telling you for a reason. Like, they could be like, what time do you work tomorrow? Oh, I don't know. Why? Because you know. Like, you know what time you work tomorrow. You know what I mean? If someone did something like that, then it'd be like, why'd you lie about something dumb like that?
Well, no, yeah, and if you lie about the little things, how can I trust you with anything else?
Yeah,
ever?
Exactly.
And so, like, just don't lie to me, because eventually I'll find out, because everyone we work with talks.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody talks. It doesn't matter who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And the second thing you have to do, and this is going to make me sound really conceited, but, and I told you this earlier, like, I'm a super smart guy. I'm
mm-hmm.
very intelligent. Like, and that's not just me saying that, that's me, like, my entire life, I've been considered super smart. Like, I tested, like, genius level IQ, all that crap, in elementary school, college, high school, all that stuff.
All you really have to tell people is that you fix computers constantly.
Yeah, well,
like, you're an IT person. They're like, oh, he's better than us.
Like, yeah, well, that's, like, I'm a really smart
we
guy.
Take our technology to you to get it fixed.
And when you insult my intelligence, it can be about the littlest thing. Just don't insult my intelligence.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to use a situation. I'm going to use varying little... I'm going to change the story a little bit so I don't call anybody out. Okay? let's say that I am, I'm playing a song.
Okay.
Right? Okay. There's a way that the song is played by the original artist. Mm-hmm. You know, let's take, like, Apologize by One Republic. They have their version, then they have the version that Timbaland did. Yeah. Right? And then I cover it with my band sometimes. So there's three versions of the song, right? Let's say that stock standard society wants you to play One Republic's version. Because that's the way it's supposed to be, that's the way it was written. Right? And let's say I'm playing my version. Just on the side of the street, whatever, playing my version. And then someone walks up to me, and they're like, oh, do you know how to play that song? And I'm like, yeah, I'm playing right now. And then I say, everyone likes it a little different. Right? And then, you know, they're like, well, I don't think you know how to play that song. And I'm like, well, I'm playing it. And I go on playing it, you know, about my business. And they look at me and they say, I think you have no idea what you're doing right now. Oh my God. Really? Like, you're going to insult me while I'm doing something and then just straight up just tell me I don't know what I'm doing?
Yeah.
When I'm doing it the way that, you know, either someone told me to do it or how I want to do it kind of thing. And I understand, like, if I was going across boundaries, like, breaking the very structure of how things are done kind of thing. Mm-hmm. You know, like, if I blend a frappuccino before putting the fucking syrup in it, that's bad.
You just stir in the syrup.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if I'm doing something because someone requested something that way, don't come up to me and tell me that I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if people realize.
Well, for one, this is a big thing too. And I've heard this a lot from like multiple different people. And once again, not calling anyone out, this is just, literally just how you address things. They say, if you ever have an issue, and this goes for relationships, life, work, someone on the street, like anyone, you could literally use this situation for everyone. But when it comes down to like dealing with issues, it's always better to ask a question than to accuse. So, like, you can ask, like, hey, why did you do that? Or, like, you know, oh, I'm just trying to figure out, you know, like, your mindset on things. Like, what do you think about this? Or why did you do it that way instead of this way? And that'll help you better understand what was going on. Because it's if you go straight to accusing, not only do you start off the situation with an argument or a potential confrontation, but you're starting it off in a way that automatically makes you look bad, even if you're trying to fix something. So yeah. it's a negative way to interact in general by not asking questions first.
Yeah, and I know that people at work are going to listen to this, and they're either going to know what I'm talking about or they're going to assume what I'm talking about.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
I think that the best response to that is then maybe they should ask.
Yeah, and that's the thing I want to talk about is like dealing with drama in the workplace. Like our group, I love everyone to death. Like I'm a huge fan of everybody.
You have to love everyone differently, but yeah, it's easy to love everyone we work with because all the different personalities are so fun together.
Yeah, but the way that as a whole we deal with issues that sprout up amongst our ranks is just rancid.
We deal with it like women, so yeah, it is terrible.
Exactly. And see, I'm the guy who wants to sit down and talk to you. Like, if a problem arises or something happens, talk to me about it.
Yeah.
You know, come to me and talk to me about it. Like, that's just the way that you could live your life, you know? It'd be so much better if you just talk about your issues and problems and just find a solution, you know, compromise. It's part of relationships.
I think you're talking about marriage, not work right now.
Well, no. It's kind of the same thing because when you work with someone, you have a partnership with them.
Yep.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're not in it just for you because we're a team.
There's no I in team.
But there's an in me.
No. But there's an in me.
No, but like you have to work together to a common goal.
Correct, yeah.
And so
that's why Shinebucks at a corporate level, like when you're not working at a licensed store, when you're working at a corporate store, you're not an employee, you're not a coworker, you're a partner. They call you a partner for a reason because when you go into things together. You work amongst each other for the same common goal. And it's like, it's so much easier. It's so much more of a family kind of style of workplace when you're able to be like, yeah, these are my partners. These are all, we're all in it together. We sink or swim together.
Yeah, so to sum all that up, so we can move on to the happy stuff, I just want everyone that either knows me personally, or even you in Indonesia, or the chick in Singapore who listens to us, whatever, I just want to say, you know, this whole thing, this is just me venting. You know, I'm not trying to maliciously attack anyone.
Venting with Cameron.
I didn't say any names. I didn't say any specific situations. And I want people to know that we work with that, you know, if you want to vent about something, this is the perfect place to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, you know,
we've got a soapbox that you can even stand on in here.
Yeah, drama and sex sells like crazy. And I know this is free and you just download it or listen to it. But it's just more interesting when you
have... Or subscribe, because subscribing is so much better than downloading and listening only.
It really is. It really is. Yeah, just know, hey, if you're a coworker and you have something to say, the Eastas is here for you. You know, mm-hmm. It's a non-judgmental way of doing things. It's an open press.
Alrighty, so, moving on from the little cam drama.
Yeah, well, you know, whatever.
Let's go on to Drinks to Try. So, Drinks to Try this week. Cameron, what's yours?
Yeah, so it's getting kind of hot in the desert, so I try to think of a really cold, refreshing drink, and then, you know, caffeine kind of gets you going, mm-hmm. kind of weird. So I thought that a grasshopper would be a really good drink to try.
I always crave ice cream when it's hot out, so that sounds amazing.
So it's a green tea frappuccino with Java chips and peppermint, and it is super good.
And make sure that you do the peppermint instead of the classic. Classic is a liquid sugar. And it somehow it just becomes too sweet or gives it kind of a vanilla-y flavor.
Yeah, but the grasshopper is super good.
And if you don't know what a grasshopper is, it's like chocolate mint ice cream. It's amazing.
That was actually the first, I think that was like the first drink from Shinebucks that I ever got.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. See, all I ever used to get was raspberry steamers. And even then, a steamer, I didn't even know that I was lactose intolerant at the time, so I'm like, wow, every time I go to Shinebucks, like, 2% just destroys me.
It's evil!
It's always the Shinebucks! And, of course, I'm not like, it might be my body. It's, of course, the place I went to.
Of course, it's Shinebucks.
Blame the barista.
Yeah, see? You were doing it. Now you're on the side of the bar.
And then, yeah, so that sounds delicious. Super and if you're tired of, like, nasty little drizzly stuff, then, oh yeah, oh my gosh. So, speaking of drizzle, if you get the grasshopper frappuccino with no classic peppermint and chips, like Cameron said, get mocha drizzle on top or around the cup. It somehow just makes it so delicious to have a little bit of chocolate in there.
I'm going
to
counteract that because I'm not a huge fan of mocha drizzle.
Really? Oh my God. I'm just saying. Mocha drizzle with that is perfect. It's like putting hot fudge on a sundae. Oh.
No, but see, I'm not a huge chocolate fan. So if you're a huge chocolate fan,
I don't like chocolate,
go for
but
it.
I love that drink.
Like, I had a mocha frappuccino today, a little sample of it.
Mm-hmm.
Our mocha frappuccino. Don't get mad, and don't stop buying them, because then, and whatever. Tastes like Nesquik.
I think it's good.
Tastes like Nesquik.
But it's yummy.
It reminds me of, like, being 14 and coming home from school and having chocolate milk.
Freaking delicious.
I'm just saying.
What's wrong with that? Yeah, it tastes like Nesquik, and you're like, hell yeah, it tastes like Nesquik.
There's nothing wrong with it. I was like, I just paid $5 for this. Tastes like Nesquik. Just saying. Like our egg and cheese sandwich. I just paid $5 for this. Tastes like I made it at home. Not gonna lie to you. Ham and cheese Savory Square? Hot Pocket! Just saying.
La Boulange, you got something going for you, but Hot Pocket beat you to the punch.
Yeah, I'm gonna get so in trouble for this. I'm gonna be like, we're gonna need you to stop doing that podcast now. Man, just this whole beard thing has just got me all, like, rebellious and shit. I don't know. What's your drink to try, Whitney?
Really twisted your beard hairs. All right. My drink to try is actually a drink that a lot of girls at work, we always like to sample it. I actually like this drink. You can drink it cold. You can drink it hot. But it's a toffee nut latte. People don't even know that we have the flavor toffee nut. Because Shinebucks like to did this thing and they made a hazelnut frappuccino. But they didn't even put hazelnut in it. The hazelnut frappuccino is made with toffee nut syrup. The only thing hazelnut about it is the drizzle on top. So really, it's all just a lie. Shinebucks was just like, here, let's sell a lie. And they sell for $5, buy the frappuccino.
We're really ripping into the company that pays our bills. Like, that's what's happening right now.
By the way, they pay me good, so still go. Anyway. But Anyway, so we do have toffee nut. It's delicious. It's kind of candy-ish. People think it's going to be a really nutty flavor. It's not very nutty. It's just kind of candy-ish. And a toffee nut latte with breve. Breve, by the way, is half and half. It's not just milk. It's half and half. So to the woman that told me, breve is always steamed milk. So no, I don't want breve in my iced coffee. Yeah, you do want breve in your iced coffee because it's half and half. Anyway, toffee nut breve latte and get it with whipped cream because somehow that just makes it like the icing on the cake for your latte. That's my favorite drink. Oh, also, I still have to respond to Andrea who left us a wonderful review on our iTunes. Thank you for leaving a review. 5 stars. That was wonderful of you. You suggested that we do a cheater episode. I'm not going to do a cheater episode to, like, get tons of drinks for cheaper just because it's not what I'm about. I feel like if you want it, you got to pay for it. But there is a wonderful way that people can order their coffee and pay a little bit less, and it's still just as good. I like espresso, don't get me wrong, but every now and again it's nice to just have coffee. So what I do is I pick the flavor that I'm really craving that day, say it's toffee nut or say it's even white mocha, and I get it as a coffee misto. A coffee misto is half brewed coffee and half steamed milk. So if you get it with a flavor, it's almost the equivalent of drinking like a white mocha if you're like, can I get a coffee misto with white chocolate? And it's $1 to $2 cheaper every time. So if you're craving it, go ahead and get it. Also, you can do the same thing with iced coffee. If you're really craving, like, an iced white mocha, get an iced coffee without the sweetener in it and just add white chocolate. And it's pretty much the same exact thing. It even tastes better most of the time because espresso has that really intense bite. And iced coffee is just so smooth and so delicious. So that's as far as I go on, like, the little ways to save yourself a few bucks at Shinebucks.
I think it's funny how the only not 5-star review we have on iTunes right now is from you.
I wanted to test it out. I've never written a review for anything.
And you gave us 4 stars. You're an asshole.
Well, I was testing the waters. I didn't even think it would post.
I'm going to decaf your shots.
I don't even know how to get it off.
I'm going to decaf your shots.
Don't be an asshole or we will decaf your shots.
I'm not even in the show yet. We gotta end now. Thanks. Sorry. Good job.
And close.
No. Good job. So a little fun seeking is about to happen. Cause I mean, yeah, you guys listen to us and we're baristas and all that stuff, but we were talking last night over dinner and I just had this interesting, cause I like to just come up with random facts and just spew them out cause it's interesting to me.
I love facts.
Just cause like I'm like an encyclopedia for like useless stuff.
Me too, yeah. Have you ever, seen that? They're on Twitter. Go ahead and follow them, guys. They're pretty cool. It's called Fact Hive. And the little pictures of, like, a little bumblebee and then a book, carrying a little book around. It's really cute. But they come up with the most random facts. I'm like, dude, never knew that. Saving it for life.
Never knew that.
Anyway, back to what you're saying, Cameron.
But, so there's a couple movies that kind of, like, struck out at me. Because either I noticed things or I saw somewhere the connection. But, one of the things that I saw myself, and I don't know if this is true, but I really think it is. I really think it is that in Toy Story, it shows different scenes. Like the very first scene in Toy Story is Andy playing in a cowboy hat playing with Woody. Everyone thinks, you know, in the first movie that that's Woody's cowboy hat. Well, actually, when Jesse shows up in the second movie, you realize that cowboy hat that Andy has is actually Jesse's hat.
It's a cowgirl hat that he's wearing.
And then you find out that Andy's mom gave him Woody and the cowgirl hat to wear. Well, there's some flashback scenes that shows this little girl wearing a cowgirl hat playing with Jesse and, you know, all the cowboy toys and stuff like that, but she ends up giving them away. Well, Andy's mom finds a set, you know, Jesse, Bullseye, Woody, and all them, and gives them to Andy. And then you kind of trace it back, and you look at it. Andy's mom found them, got nostalgic, got them for her son, and she already had the cowgirl hat left over from her youth, because Jesse's original owner, Emily, is Andy's mom.
Boom.
Mind blown. Mind blown. If you never watched Toy Story, you have no idea what I'm talking about. But when I figured that out, I was like, holy whoa! Like, uh-huh. It's so intricate. Like, Pixar movies always have, like, every other Pixar movie involved, and then Toy Story had this, like, underlying, like,
there's mystery. Always, yeah, in, like, Finding Nemo, there was, like, little clips of, like, different movies, like, different, little Disney movies or Pixar's in there, of, like, little pictures in the background. Like, I can't remember, it was something to do with when they were in the fish tank, inside the dental office. There was something that occurred somewhere in the dental office. It was either a picture on the wall, or something hanging in the room.
I think there's something monster-related.
Yeah, I think so.
In that scene. I can't remember exactly what, I think.
But they always sneak that in, and you guys are crafty. Yeah, really crafty, super crafty for that.
But there was another thing, I can't remember exactly, I saw it on the internet somewhere, but it said that Tangled, Frozen, and The Little Mermaid all happen in the same universe. Like, it's all the same, you know, time period and place and all that stuff. Because apparently there is, like, an NPC, or, well, that's for video games. That means non-player character. But, whatever.
There's non-main character.
Yeah. there's a guy in the background. I think he's a traveling photographer. He's in the background of all three movies. And there's the exact same guy in all three movies.
Everyone's going to go out and start renting movies. Guys are, like, getting Tangled and Frozen and The Little Mermaid for their girlfriends just because they want to know if it's true.
Yeah, same guy's in all three movies. And but he's in the background. And I have actually never seen Frozen. I saw this on the internet somewhere. But apparently this guy is in all three movies, which means Little Mermaid, Tangled, and Frozen happened in the same universe and around the same time.
Which is pretty cool. See, my favorite one is about the Peter Pan. What that's really about. Like, why...
You're gonna crush me. it's so sad.
It's so interesting because I never knew it before. And people always are like, you know, well, what? Why in Neverland do they never age? Like, well, who are the Lost Boys? Why are they called the Lost Boys? And there's a book about it, but then there's this fun little factoid about it. And go ahead and tell them, Cameron.
Oh, I
love this.
So, the thing is, the reason why the Lost Boys never age is because, and why Peter Pan's shadow show up at Wendy's house so suddenly, is because Wendy was sick, and you find out through, you know, just growing up and being an adult, that Peter Pan was actually a guardian angel, and that he was just taking children's souls to heaven, and Neverland is heaven, and that's why they never age, because they're just dead children.
They're staying kids forever, and they're always having fun, and they're able to fly. Yeah.
It's so sad. Oh man, I saw that, and I just wanted to cry.
I thought it was so interesting, though, but you know, okay, everyone, go read, like, Peter Pan again as the book, because Tinkerbell is a bitch. End of story. She is a straight up bitch. And in the movie, they try to make her look so sweet. And every little girl's like, I want to be Tinkerbell for Halloween. You're like, you're 7, you're going through that independent stage and you're being a brat. Sure, you can be Tinkerbell. Like,
no, but, I mean, she was also kind of a jerk in Hook. Which Hook, I mean, Peter Pan grows up, so what?
Yeah, makes really, no sense.
Whatever. It's cool. And the last little movie connection that I'll throw out there is the George Lucas and Steven Spielberg connection. Because I just saw this not too long ago, and it kind of blew me away. Like, E.T. and Star Wars are connected, because in The Phantom Menace, during one of the council scenes, Amidala is like, hey, you know, we need to vote on this. And then a group of the aliens that want to vote on it is 3 E.T.s. Like, whatever kind of alien E.T. is, there's 3 of them. In a scene in Star Wars. Like, you rewatch The Phantom Menace during the Senate Council scene, and you'll see them. It's E.T. And then E.T. the movie, there's the scene where they're trick-or-treating, and E.T.'s dressed up like a ghost, and he runs into a kid dressed up like Yoda. And E.T. recognizes Yoda, because he knows him personally, and even says hello, and he gets confused when Yoda doesn't recognize him. And then the kid, I don't remember his name, is playing with Star Wars toys, and this confuses E.T. because he knows these people, and he doesn't understand why they're, like, toys. So, that's a cool connection. And there's a lot of different things. There's actually an article that I'll put in the show notes that just connect the two fellas on many, many different levels. Like in
Raiders... And a lot on Star Wars, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, like Raiders of the Lost Ark. There's actually hieroglyphs on the Well of Souls that is a depiction of R2-D2 and C-3PO. which is amazing. Like, that's so, I never noticed it. That's so cool.
And one that I read that was pretty funny is The Flintstones. Okay, I watched that all the time when I was younger. And the opening or the closing scene when the family, like, starts, you know, foot pedaling away, like, and they're driving, there's a movie, and there's a rock slab that's out advertising the movie, and it says, coming soon, Tar Wars. And it's like, oh, the Stone Age, but then you're like, oh, Star Wars.
Yeah, so there's so many of these. Like, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, whenever one of the spaceships flies by, you can see R2-D2 upside down repairing the bottom of it. Like, that's crazy.
See, this is the problem when we bring up little factoids like this, is I want to go watch the movies all over again and search for them. Because there was this huge explosion of things, and I hear girls talk about it all the time, like, did you know that in one part of friggin' Aladdin, when they're in the scene and he's up by her room, they're actually, like, having sex, or they're talking about sex, something or like that, and I'm like, I have watched it before many times, and I have never heard that. But they're like, no, you have to get the VHS, and you have to play it backwards, and then play it forward. And I'm like, I have no idea, but I've never heard it. But I know so many people that have, or like, in The Little Mermaid in the sky, when the clouds are passing by, it spells out sex. I'm like, you guys make him out to be such a perv.
No, okay, I mean, when one of the songs is, everything's better when you are wetter, take it from me. Under the sea. See?
They're talking about being fish. And I love Sebastian. Everything's so how about you ease up on
you
the
are wetter, take it from me.
I think that's something that I mention at work all the time, too. Is I'm like, ho, my little succulent crab. Like, my favorite, it's when that huge little French chef is, like, throwing around poor little Sebastian in the kitchen, and he's just squealing, like, running away, trying to get away from the hot pot of boiling water.
That's
so funny.
That movie is just dirty.
It's hilarious. It is dirty, though, but it's so funny.
Did you hear, I'm sure you heard because you're you, but did you know that Shinebucks is going to start selling alcohol in their stores?
I did. I actually worked for Shinebucks back in 2010, and they were talking about releasing a store, or sorry, not releasing, opening up a store in Seattle. And that was back when they were really, like, opening up some test stores. Starbucks really likes to do this. They have a test store in Texas where they always release new drinks before they release it, like, you know, statewide or whatever else. But they did this with the alcohol thing. One's in Seattle. They've been doing that since 2010, selling alcohol like wine and beer and just stuff like that to see how well it went.
Yeah, so the first store was in October 2010 in Seattle, and I had no idea of this. And over the past, you know, three and a half years, they've slowly made it to where now 40 stores are selling a brand new menu after 4 p.m., which includes different alcoholic beers and wines and stuff. There's even, like, truffle macaroni and cheese and, like,
what?
Some kind of, like, yeah, there's a whole, like, I'll link to the...
Like a dinner menu?
Yeah, I'll link to the article in the show notes. But, yeah, they have, like, kebabs and stuff, and it's crazy.
I need to take a trip, because that sounds delicious.
And so, the, one of the higher-ups in the Shinebucks chain has said that they're going to try to roll this out over the next several years. So all those guys that are like, oh, hell yeah, go to Shinebucks and get a beer. No, like, you're going to have to wait to pay $10 for a beer. Because it's going to take a few years for this to happen.
You want
to
meet those suave little hipster chicks?
Yeah.
Hanging out at the Shinebucks? You got to wait and pay.
They're only going to do it in Shinebucks locations that are urban areas. Mm-hmm. So they said one of the prerequisites to getting alcohol in your Shinebucks is that the Shinebucks has to be in an urban area near other restaurants or, like, movie theaters or shopping malls because they want to hit locations.
They want the nighttime traffic.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. They said that in areas that don't have these prerequisites, it just wouldn't be worth it.
Yeah. Well, of course, like, yeah. If there's no demand,
so
waste and supply.
I thought this was interesting. There are 20,100 Shinebuckses across the world.
That's it? I'm kidding. Right.
Guess how many are in the U.S.?
How many?
11,500.
So, majority are in the U.S., which is a ton.
Yeah.
They equally have quite a bit over in other countries then.
There are still
Can you imagine 9,000 Shinebuckses? Dude, okay. 4,000 of those are all in Japan. We all know this. Like
McDonald's.
There's so many Shine people Bucks. There. They really have the supply and demand thing going on in Japan. You go to Tokyo and you're like, there's a Shine Bucks every single block. Oh, that makes sense.
No, most Shine Bucks are in like LA, New York, all that crap.
Mm-hmm.
But like, it's just, it's kind of ridiculous because that's a lot. Like,
well, it's a monopoly is what it is.
I mean, there's still the Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf, and there's still mom-and-pop coffee shops. Like, just 20 minutes away, there's a mom-and-pop coffee shop that does really good business.
Okay, fun fact. Back home, where I'm from a little place called Rainier, Oregon. And Rainier is, it's spelled R-A-I.
Oh, my God.
N-I-E-R. Literally, Rainier than any other place in the world. That being said, right across the bridge, because I live on Northern Oregon, right across the bridge there in Washington, there is a Starbucks called the Triangle Store, and when you go there, it's in a little strip mall, like a walking mall, you know? And in this strip mall, there's like a Quiznos, and like a movie theater, and like makeup stores, and all this other stuff there, Michael's, Petco, etc. In this shopping strip, the people from Quiznos actually told me, we're not actually allowed to serve coffee because Starbucks is within this shopping mall. And I asked them, well, why is that? And they're like, we only wanted to sell brewed coffee. And literally, it's like a grandfather rule with the Shine Bucks there, is that they sign on a contract to be within that shopping mall, and no other people that are within the entire shopping strip are allowed to sell coffee but them.
That's dirty.
That's monopoly right there. That's dirty. They monopolize the whole coffee business for the entire strip because they're like, if we're going to be here, we get all of it.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Like, they literally signed a contract like that, so everyone else that's within it or that comes after them isn't allowed to sell coffee.
But I still like the paycheck.
Yep, just, no.
No, but I just did some quick math, and if we take all the Shine Bucks in the U.S., and we divide it against all the states. This is including Puerto Rico, because it's a territory. It's not really a state, it's a territory. Every state, including Puerto Rico, would have 225.5 Shine Buckses.
That's a licensed store.
Yeah, that's us. We're the 0.49. We're like, that's ridiculous. There's like 225 Shine Buckses in every state. And you know, like in Arkansas and Kansas, they don't have a lot of Shine Bucks. So.
Okay. My favorite, I'm not kidding you, my favorite Shine Bucks are the ones right next to freeway exits. Like, I could care less about any other Shine Bucks, but when I'm traveling on a major freeway, I am so freaking happy. Cause, okay. I've done the drive back and forth a few times, from here in California. So it's like midway down California. So quite a ways down. I know. I said here in California.
Oh, there's here and California. No, I was like, you're
here
in California.
Here in California. I've done the drive from here inside California back to Oregon. And the drive up is like super, super long. It's like 1,500 or 1,700 miles back to my hometown. And it's super just flat, straight, boring road. Stuff that you could easily fall asleep behind the wheel on. So anytime you see a Starbucks sign on the freeway, for one, it's terrible placement because you see the sign and you're like, oh, just passed the exit. So it was terrible. Yeah. You're like, wish they would have given me a mile head start. Really, they're like, well, there it goes. But for the longest period of time, you're like driving and it's like 100 miles until the next Starbucks. And you're like, what? And it's always that point of the day when you've been driving for 6 to 7 hours already. And you know that it's on that point of stretch when you're getting tired. And that's the time when it's always 100 miles to the next Shine Bucks. And you're like, no! So there's a 24-hour one. I think it's near Redding, California. One 24-hour Shine Bucks. I'm like, thank you, Jesus, for making a 24-hour Shine Bucks right off the freeway here. I've pulled off every single time on my way down and on my way back, and it's wonderful. Also, Dutch Brothers, thank you. I love you guys. One of you heard that I was doing this huge drive, and you were like, oh, coffee's on us for free. You need this. And I was like, huh, yes. I love you, Dutch Bros. Thank you so much for the free coffee.
I wish we could do stuff like that.
Yeah, Dutch Brothers has like 11 different reasons that they can give you a free coffee. Like, reasons why. So
you're fat.
No, literally, it's like, oh, having a shitty day? Here's free coffee. Oh, it's your birthday? Have free coffee. Oh, that's really cool. Glad to see you today. You've come every single day this week. Here's a free coffee for no freaking reason. And it was so much fun. I worked for Dutch Brothers for a year. It was amazing, amazing time in my life. Just the atmosphere. It's like you, as a business owner, should be so proud to own a business like that and have that kind of fun every single day at work. Shinebooks is a different kind of fun. It's like a classy, super, whatever fun. But Dutch Brothers is like, you work there to literally have a blast. So it's great stuff. All the hipsters in Oregon and Washington and part of California and Arizona and some other places where the stores are, you know that they're just having the best time.
We need to stop tearing apart the people that pay our bills.
No, I wasn't dissing on Shinebooks. I was just saying, like, literally, it would be so much more fun working at Shinebooks if you had funner music.
Yeah, but I was so close to getting a deal with Shinebooks to start paying us to do this. And you're like, Dutch Brothers is awesome! Thanks.
No.
Thanks, Whitney.
No.
I was going to make a job out of this. Not anymore.
You're so funny. No problem with either. I still spend majority of my paycheck at Shinebooks, so they really shouldn't be upset that I said that.
True.
They've had a 10-year head start on Dutch Brothers, so I don't think they're worried about anything with 20,000 stores. But, because the customers that are already loyal and faithful to Shinebooks, they're not going anywhere. But, okay, so my other fun news for stuff is the new Starbucks app that people have been downloading. This app now allows baristas to add tips. So if you pay with your phone, which is pretty awesome, most people do that, for the baristas that work at a Shinebucks that's not like a corporate store and you can't accept tips, you can now add a tip up to 2 hours after making your purchase. It's like a $1 or $2 option that you can tip on. And so if you go to a Shinebucks and you're like, wow, that was great service, and I forgot to tip because I didn't have cash, but I could have tipped on my app. You can even be like, oh, I was just there like 30 minutes ago, and you can just add a tip.
Yeah, well,
that's super cool.
That has nothing to do with us, because we can't take tips.
We can't accept tips at our location, but for everyone else out there, that is so cool. Please tip your barista. We may seem a little, you know, customer service, just like robots there, but we're real people, and we love seeing you every day, and especially when we remember your name, and we make an effort, and we really get your drink right. Like, go ahead, tip them, you know? We may not be a restaurant, but a dollar means a lot to the barista. It says, like, thank you, thank you, thank you. You went above and beyond.
Yeah, like,
it's really cool.
There's this cool moment where a couple people come in, and, like, I'll just see them walk up, and, like, I already have their drink written. I already have everything put up on the register. And they're always like, wow, it's amazing. I was like, yeah, because I paid attention. I'm not an idiot.
We see your face every day. We make it a point to ask you, like, how your last weekend was at your sister's birthday party. Like, you know, we're not saying we're milking for tips. We can't even take tips. So when we put out the
everything
effort
we
for
do
people,
is genuine.
We do it for the customers, which is super, super cool.
Yeah.
But for those baristas, and you know you see them every day, like, you know, give them a little love. Because that's just how we really go above and beyond most of the time.
Bring us Sharpies. You know,
Sharpies. If you really don't want to give a barista a dollar, give them a Sharpie. It'll make their day. It'll make their entire day. We love Sharpies. Oh, sure. But they can't be any other color than black. They have to be black.
Hey, Ricardo, I figured out a way, bro. Give us a Sharpie with a fiver in the lid of it.
A what?
A $5 bill rolled up in the lid of it.
Oh, that's cheating. Don't. No.
No. Ricardo?
Oh, insane. Man. That's so mean. No, he's so sweet.
He's so sweet.
You're trying to make him broke.
He always talked about how he wants to tip us. There, I just figured it out. Done.
It's like that really mean trick that you do when you're in middle school and you're like, I really want to cheat on this math test. And they say, you can use calculators. And you're like, but I want to know the answer. So you write down notes and you stick it behind
the
back battery of your calculator.
Never.
I'm not kidding. When I was in college, I'd bring in a calculator and they'd be like, please open up your calculator. I'm like, what?
Damn it.
They're like, no, I never cheated, but I thought I was so weird. I never knew about that until I was in college. And they're like, remove the battery. I'm like, what are you checking about? I don't bring drugs into the chest. Like,
I did. I always did. Anyway, do you have any closing thoughts?
Let me see here. No, I think I'm pretty good. You know, it's been a great week and I've had a lot of fun this weekend working out, getting brown. So
good and brown.
Bronzing the goods.
Oh, working my at God. Shine Books. Oh, stop talking. Bronzing the goods. You just said bronzing the goods.
Bronzing the goods. Yeah, getting tan. Is that what I'm seeing?
Because my goods aren't bronzed?
No, it's coming it's coming towards summertime. And
I should gild them with gold, my goods. I should gild my goods.
Yeah, of course.
Gilding the goods.
Bronze oh, bronze. Yeah.
So we're going to give a quick shout out to our a 5-star review on iTunes, which I'm pretty sure it's just Whitney's mom.
I have no idea who it is. They sound like they know me personally or they're my family member, but I don't know who you are. Please just email us and tell me because now it's really bothering me.
So thanks, Whitney's mom. We love you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
The person who wrote this is like, I really don't know Whitney, but right? You're a jerk. But their user was a Shinebucks lover, so yeah, thanks so much, you guys.
Yeah, we totally influenced that through and through. You were born, and then I came up with Shinebucks. Or you, I can't remember who did. One of us did.
I did, but yeah.
Yeah, well, I did. So, thank you guys so much for listening. I know this episode's been kind of different, and that's okay. You know, it's only episode 4.
We like diversity.
We're trying different things out. Yeah, so, you know, send us an email. followistas@gmail.com. That's followistas. That is followistas@gmail. We're the same thing on Twitter, @followistas. So yeah, give us feedback. Let us know what's going on with you. You know, we would love to have some kind of interaction with you guys at any point and in any way.
Yeah, definitely. We encourage the shout out. So as much as you get back to us, we're going to get back to you tenfold. And remember that we still have our competition going. It's going to be going until April 11th is when the cutoff date is, because we're going to be announcing winners by April 14th. So make sure to write us a review on iTunes and then email us at the email Cameron just gave you and let us know that you've left a review so that we've got your contact info.
Yep. Did we tell them how much?
I believe it's a $20 prize, so.
$20 gift that comes in card form. I remember now.
Card form. $20 card form. Anyway.
So yeah, thank you so much for listening to episode 4. It means the world to us, because I know there's at least 120 of you. I know there are, because I track it, okay?
He knows where you live?
Yeah, I have your IP address.
By the way, ladies, he's single.
I'm still bearded, as of right now. I'll keep you posted.
Bearded beauty.
Yeah. But yeah, this is the Istas signing off, and remember, don't be an asshole, or we will decaf your shots.